piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Very early in our career as Food Guys, we did this thing that you came up with about follow the sun pickles. What was that all about?
A viewer from my TV show, John, if you remember way
I remember
back
that,
then,
yeah.
When I had a half-hour TV show called Big Sky Cooking locally, and one of my viewers, I had encountered her in a supermarket. She told me of this way that she had of making pickles, where she would pack the jar with the cucumbers and put in the garlic and the heads of dill and put a little bit of vinegar in and then water and pickling spice and then put the jar out in the sun. And she would do a huge number of these. This would be a summertime pickle. After about 8 hours in the hot sun, where she would move the jar around, depending upon the movement of the sun. You couldn't do this on a cloudy day. You have to have a sunny day. At the end of 8 hours, what happens is that the cucumbers are cured. They turn from this very bright green into this dill pickle color. You bring the cucumbers back into the house and put a tiny little nugget of alum, which crisps the cucumbers. Add that to the jar, and then you cap the jar, and then turn the jar up and down to dissolve the alum. And then you leave the jar in a cool place, basement is fine, for about 3 days. And after that, they're ready to be eaten.
After 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Using quart jars, these mason jars with the lids, with the rubber edges, and then the bands. Once you've added the alum, you can actually screw the cap down.
Mm-hmm.
And the jars seem to seal.
They do?
They seal on their own with no heat. And I've never had any problem. I've never gotten ill or poisoned or anything like that. I've been doing these pickles now for about 30 years, and I do them every summer.
Compared to what my friend Paul Johns does, who's a neighbor of mine, he pickles these wonderful pickles with a lot of chilies in them, amongst other things.
Uh-huh.
He makes an amazing dill pickle. Then he marks on there 30 days, and he puts the date on it. Now, I got kind of used to that.
You leave them out for 8 hours in the sun, and then you bring the jars in. Then you add the alum, and then you seal the jars. And within 3 days, they're ready to be eaten.
Is there any other preparation that has to be done with these?
No, I just make sure the jars are sterilized. The lids are clean. They're all nice and sterilized. I get my cucumbers at the farmer's market. We have a lot of the Russian sellers who specialize in these little baby cucumbers. They're about 3 to 4 inches long and maybe an inch or so wide. And I can get 9 or 10 of them packed into a quart mason jar. So typically I'll buy 30 cucumbers and I'll make 3 jars.
I see.
And then I put a couple of cloves of garlic in. You have to eyeball the vinegar and the water. Once everything's packed in the jar, then I pour in the vinegar to about the third of the height of the jar, and then I add just tap water. It's a very primitive way of making pickles, but it works.
What else do you put in it besides vinegar?
Pickling spice. Your friend puts chilies in. I could do that if I wanted.
But dill?
Dill, yeah. I take a head of dill, the ripe head. I just stuff it down in there. You can put as much garlic as you want. I use about 3 cloves of garlic in each jar.
Are they cut up?
I just peel them. I don't do anything. I don't mash
slice
them.
Slice them or anything?
No, I don't bother.
You find that this works out to your satisfaction?
It works out to my satisfaction. I could even cut back on the vinegar. Could put in maybe a quarter of it vinegar and the rest of it water, because otherwise I don't like really sour pickles. There's no sugar in it at all. It's just what I just said, vinegar and water and everything else, and dill.
That's amazing, because even dill pickles in the supermarket have sugar in them, high fructose corn syrup often.
Which
enough.
Is crazy.
Yeah, of course it's crazy, but it seems to operate as a color protector or something.
Well,
I don't know. But
pickles are pickles. They have their color. They're not supposed to be bright green. They're supposed to have a drab olive color.
Kind of a
them.
Drab olive color.
Yeah.
When you have a pickle that's going to be ready in 3 days anyway, you can play with them all you like. You can
yes,
manipulate.
You can. Especially if you start early in the summer. July is a good time when it really gets nice and hot. You can carry this on into September, depending upon how hot it is. You just have to change how you move jars around because of the angle of the sun has been changing. It's really a fun way to make pickles.
Well, it sounds like it, and sounds like it would be a really good thing to do, especially since you can have them available within three
or 4 days.
Keep
in the refrigerator for months and months.
Really?
They do. I don't understand it. I wish somebody could explain this to me.
Well, see, that's one of those great perennial recipes that you can hang on to. Mm-hmm. And another thing you can do is come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.